Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. Welcome to another edition of Audio Mo. Audio Mo for day seven of the Audio Mo challenge, where you're meant to just record an audio for every day in the month of June and hashtag it with Audio Mo. So with quite a lot of noise outside, I'm trying to record here inside with a few different settings on my mic. So yeah, hopefully that's working out. I can tell you if you really want to know. But yeah, essentially I'm putting some auto gain and different things on, courtesy of Backpack, I've got to say. So always props to Backpack and the work that they're doing to make recording with your phone a real breeze and nice and easy. So yeah, go and find out more about that. People are, and they're loving it. All right then, so this podcast I'm calling Sunday Dinner, and we're going to find out why.
In his Sunday best, he's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's some Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways, every verse of Amazing Grace. Then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday.
That's What I Love About Sunday by Craig Morgan. Oh yes, I like this song. Really, really pretty. So why am I playing this song? Well, I've had, for once in a long time, a decent sort of, or normal-ish feeling Sunday. And I'm just going to play you the first bit of what I've got, and then we'll have a chat about the rest of it. But yeah, here is me and a recording I made earlier getting excited about having a Sunday dinner delivered to me. Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins and I'm slightly excited today, so much so that I've recorded in stereo with my one of my microphones on the bottom of my phone. I just had a Sunday dinner for the first time in 3 months. I had actually got round to buying some from the supermarket, some frozen ones, but this is a delivered Sunday dinner from a restaurant called The Loft Kitchen in Birmingham, and they're on Deliveroo, and I've been waiting for a Sunday dinner for so long. I miss Claire's Sunday dinners. We have them quite often, and of course I'm normally there on a Sunday, so and she's been having them with Nathan, her son, so you know that's been good, but I've missed out, and it's been concerning me somewhat, because you know, psychologically, and it's nice to have it. I'm absolutely full now. I had roast beef. It was like a little Sunday roast hamper. I had roast beef, some like a stuffed Yorkshire pudding. It had like, I think it was like cheese, and maybe it tasted like very savoury. I don't know if it was like different sorts of cheese, or whether it is even some kind of like savoury chicken or something. And then it came with some runner beans, some roast potatoes, some sweet corn, and some broccoli, and two pots of gravy. I was so pleased about that. I like a lot of gravy, and they've thought of everything. It was so good, so good. So if you're like me and you're away from your loved ones and have been for a number of months now, and need a little reminder of home. It's not a full consolation by any means, because nothing can beat Claire Sunday dinner. It is at least something to make life in lockdown. And we are still in lockdown, really. I mean, you know, we're not even past level four yet. So, it's made it a little nicer. And I'm going out for a walk in a bit, so I'll report on that too. But this has been my Sunday dinner, and you can, for those of you who can see the photo that I've included in the post, you'll see a picture of my Sunday dinner before I tackled it. But yeah, what an awesome Sunday dinner that was. And the loft lounge, the kitchen lounge. No, kitchen loft or loft kitchen are certainly going to get a good review when I can remember what they're called properly. But yeah, very, very impressed.
There's some Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off key.
So yeah, that was me. A little extract there from earlier on. Yeah, I don't know if you'd agree with me, but you get excited about the small things. I mean, normally, as I say, I'd be at Claire's the weekend and you know, every weekend. So being here has been more than I would like. Not that I don't love Birmingham, you know. Anyone that loves me anyone that knows me knows that I love Birmingham. So in that at all, it's just that, yeah, you can't beat Claire's Sunday dinner. And I met my brother, and that went well. I haven't seen my brother since lockdown, or before lockdown, really. So that's David. I mentioned him yesterday in my dad's birthday podcast. So David's one of my foster brothers, but as I said, we don't differentiate. You know, he's my brother. We'll probably cover more of that. And we were sharing some really funny memories about my dad and different things. And it was good to get out for a walk and not have to worry about social distancing, just be able to follow someone and all the rest of it. But it was good to see him after such a long time with lockdown and stuff. Observe social distancing, but still managed to have a really good get together. And he even bought coffee and croissants. What a man. Anyway, I will speak to you all soon. In fact, tomorrow with my next audio mo. And I don't know what that will be yet, but it will be something. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Thanks for all the comments that I have had. Bless you all. It's really appreciated. And feel free to join in the fun yourselves and to, you know, drop me a comment of encouragement if you want to. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. Sunday.